Several dozen people gathered outside the iron mill in Coatesville, Pennsylvania today to commemorate 9/11. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports the community that has some unusual ties to the former World Trade Center played host to some rather special guests.
They weigh up to 70 tons and look like 100-foot-long rusted forks. They're the steel trees, as they're called, or beams, that comprise the skeleton of the World Trade Center towers. And they were born here in Coatesville at Lucan Steel.
A lot of blood and a lot of sweat went into making those trees. A lot of blood went into those trees when those towers came down.
68-year-old William Colclasier worked at Lucan's, helping make those steel beams back in the 60s. In 2008, local leaders brought several of the beams back to the Steel Museum here.
What you have is the northeast corner of my office building, the One World Trade Center.
Peter Miller is a World Trade Center archivist and the ceremony's keynote speaker. He was on the 65th floor the morning of the attacks. He says when the plane hit, at first he froze.
So I snapped out pretty quickly, and when my colleague said, what should we do? I said, oh, let's go to the center. But then as I got down, I realized I wasn't functioning.
He spoke about the importance of turning to fellow survivors for support in ensuing years and finding meaning working at the World Trade Center archive. The memorial also included music and reciting of the names of five people from Chester County who died on 9/11.
Christopher Clark. He was born in Devon and grew up in Villanova.
Michael Horrocks.
Michael was the quarterback of the football team.
Colclasier, the steelworker, says having the beams on display means a lot to Coatesville.
It's a bittersweet homecoming for those trees when they first came back here. I'm sorry the way they came back, but I'm glad that they did come back where they started at.
That way, younger generations can find a tangible connection to an important, though tragic, part of history. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.